Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Horton reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics won. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball towards center. Gosger catches it and throws to home to double up Davalillo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Donaldson reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics won. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak fields it, throws to second, with Campaneris covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webster moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webster moves to third. Cater moves to second. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0-for-1 in the game. Suarez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to third. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuller scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster fields the ball and throws to Nash covering. Safe. Wagner moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Horton moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Stafford now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. Alvis moves to third. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Fuller moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to home to get Fuller. Brown moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Webster moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Webster moves to third. Gosger moves to second. John O'Donohue now pitching. Tim Talton pinch hits for Ken Suarez. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Webster. The throw to O'Donohue covering the plate. The slide. Webster is out. Gosger moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. Two outs. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green pinch hits for Bill Stafford. George Culver now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. Kubiak scores. Talton moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Talton scores. Green goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Bob Allen now pitching. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campanera scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 6, Athletics, 6. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Donaldson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Athletics. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Talton now catching. Tony Pierce now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubiak juggles the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Wagner moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Horton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 7, Athletics, 7. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. Alvis moves to second. One out. LeMay pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Lou Krause now pitching. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton fires to third and picks off Horton. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Indians. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Bob Allen. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. LeMay now playing left field. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Stan Williams now pitching. Rick Monday pinch hits for Danny Cater. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Talton hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Monday now playing center field. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Campaneris scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 8, Athletics, 8. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Donaldson. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Donaldson steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger strikes out. 2 outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-4 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Talton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Jim King pinch hits for Stan Williams. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Donaldson. Davalillo scores. Hinton moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-8, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Horton is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. Phil Roof pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton juggles the ball. That's an error on Horton. Campaneris moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Salmon catches it and throws to third to double up Campaneris. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.